I invite our young disciples to come down. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy first Sunday in Advent. Advent? Who knows what Advent is? Huh? No, it's Gigi's. Do you know what Advent is? Yes? It is preparing for the coming of Jesus. Yes, and this is the first Sunday. But you know, it leads us to a day. Advent leads us to a day. What's that day? Christmas. Well, I brought my friends today. You know these friends of mine? No, it's not Rudolph. This is Dasher. How are you supposed to guess that? I don't know. I had to tell you, didn't I? All right. And this old man, Santa, Saint Nick. Well, they have a story to tell you. And I really, Aiden, would you step up there and get me that microphone? I want y'all to hear the story that they have to tell us today. Because they helped me to understand some things. So I'm going to ask them, can you tell me what Christmas is?
Now, Dasher, it's off we go. Just 1 second now, Santa. What's the matter? I'm confused about something. Well, you can tell me. Are you sure you won't laugh? Of course not. Okay, I'm not sure what the true meaning of Christmas is.
True meaning of Christmas. Listen to your heart. So it's not about the lights. Listen to your heart. You'll have it all figured out. It's not about the sled. Does anybody know what they just shared with us?
Christmas is all about giving.
It's all about giving. Christmas is all about giving. Oh my goodness, how many of you thought it was about getting presents? You thought it was about getting presents? Did you, Kaden?
When I was little.
When you were little. And then you learned the true meaning was giving. How many of you like to give things to other people? Do you, Lisa?
Yeah, and I'm making little presents and cards for each one of my classmates.
Oh, you are? How wonderful. Are you, the rest of you, doing anything for Christmas to give to other people?
I'm making a present
for Santa and my elf.
Woo! She's making a present for Santa and the elf. Ooh. Can I be the elf? No? Okay. So, anybody else doing anything to give during Christmas? You know, you don't have to make anything.
We're giving our hearts to Jesus.
Oh, it means giving your hearts to Jesus. Say what?
God gave us,
gave us Jesus to teach us how to give, right? To other people and to one another. And how to love, because God loves us so much that he sent Jesus Christ for us. So here's what I'm asking you to do. And I'm asking our congregation to do also. We have some children who have some desires, some wants, and some needs that they need us to help fill. So we're going to see if we can all come together and make this a special time for these 7 kids that are on our list, okay? And one of the things I'd ask you to do is to find a way that you can give during this Christmas time. Now, one of the things we do during Advent as we are preparing is that we have an Advent calendar that you can count down with, okay? You can count from December 1st all the way to December 25th. No, just to December 25th, because why?
That's the day of Christmas.
That's the day of Christmas. Now, what I'm going to ask is that each family share one, okay? Would you like to do that? Would that be okay? All right. So, Dory, can I give you that one for you and Aiden? Can I give you that one for you and Blake? Okay. Lisa, there's one for you and David. I gave you one to share. There's one for you. And there's one to you.
Scarlett.
And here's one. What's your name?
Tyler.
TJ.
That's Tyler too.
TJ, here you go. There's one for you. So that every family that's represented here has one. Is that good? That's right. Now, can you ask... Will you join me as we ask God to help us prepare? Will you join me?
Yes.
Let's pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
Help us.
Help us.
To prepare.
To prepare.
Help us each day.
Help us each day.
To be more giving.
To be more giving.
To be more loving.
To be more loving.
And to show your love.
And to show your love.
To all we meet. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Y'all, put your calendars in your rooms or in your on your refrigerator so you can count down to Christmas. In case anybody's wondering what Pastor Jenny wants for Christmas, you know, I just talked about giving. Well, I want something. I want to have that kind of energy. Okay? And if anybody can find that bottled or in pill form, I'd appreciate you giving it to me. They are wonderful. Oh, that energy is wonderful. The second reading for this morning comes to us from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21. I'm going to begin reading with verse 25. And I invite you to lend your ears to the hearing of God's holy word. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world. For the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up. Lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable, he being Jesus. Look at the fig tree and all the trees, he said. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will come on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hope. This word conjures up images of violinists strolling through sunlit fields while flowers burst open with the scent of promise. But the lessons of the first Sunday of Advent and the hope they bring assault us like an industrial band screeching in a dark and dank basement. Hope is a challenge. To hope for the coming kingdom of God requires an adventurous spirit, a willingness to risk everything, and a capacity to believe that God's righteousness and justice can prevail. Throughout chapter 1, the writer of Luke assaults listeners with dire warnings of the destruction of the temple at Jerusalem, of national strife, tortured men and women, and cosmic upheaval, all of which climax in a promise. It is then that the Son of Man will return in a cloud of power to redeem them. Jesus promises to return in the world's darkest hour with all the divine glory imaginable, and then the kingdom of God will come on earth as it is in heaven. As a child, I was a serial junkie. There seemed to always be an argument between my mom and me about the half-eaten boxes that lined the shelves. You see, my mama never wasted anything, and I rarely finished a box of cereal before begging for a new box. It was not the cereal I craved. I wanted the toys. It was a brilliant marketing strategy, two or more box tops to prove that you purchased the cereal would allow you to get this valued prize, and I fell for it every time. I still remember convincing my mom that my brother's favorite cereal was Sugar Pops, allowing her to buy two boxes at one time. One for me and one for my brother because I loved him so not. It was so that I could cut the proof of purchase off the boxes as soon as we got home from the grocery store and mail them with one crisp $1 bill for shipping. I waited with great anticipation for the package to arrive. On the day of arrival, I took the package upstairs to my room, and behind the closed door, I tore into the valued prize. Inside that long-anticipated package was a 2-inch by 2-inch tape decal of the company's logo. I did not want a General Mills logo. It was not the prize I was expecting. Expectations are tricky. The treasure we seek is rarely the one we actually find. Expectations in biblical times were a tricky thing as well. In this passage we read from the Gospel according to Luke, Jesus is teaching in the temple at the end of his earthly ministry. In fact, the lesson we read in Luke 21 is the last such lesson that Jesus delivers before he prepares for the Passover celebration that he will share with his disciples before his death. In his words, Jesus sketches what is yet to be, what will happen when he returns in glory. It's an apocalyptic end of time tone that falls over the promise of world changes that will leave people fainting and shaken. Jesus encourages his listeners when they see such signs to stand up and raise their heads because your temptation is drawing near. Expect the kingdom, Jesus tells those who will hear. It's coming and the old will pass away. Expectations are a tricky thing, especially when one's stake in the matter does not seem to be paying off. But the writer of Luke, much like the Apostle Paul, knows all too well about expectations and these tricks associated. As only this particular gospel writer can, the writer of Luke catches his listeners off guard. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and with the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly. Like a trap. Paul packs a similar punch when he says in 1 Thessalonians 3, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all. In other words, live that every day. Because you don't know when the last day will be. What we do and how we live matters as we wait for the coming kingdom. How we love one another, every person, respectable or not, is at the heart of this faith that God inspires. Our redemption is near. Did you hear that? Our redemption is near. The redemption is the world. For the world is at hand, but both must begin with a radical call to live the hope that coming kingdom and our redemption are indeed possible. To believe that redemption is possible means that God has made each of us worthy of love. But my friends, there are so many people in this broken world who do not believe that they are worthy of love. And how do they come to know that? How do they come to believe that? Whose job is it to impart that message to each person. It's my job. It's your job. It's your job, and your job, and your job. That's what we are called to do, is to impart that love so that people don't believe, I am not worthy of the love of God. Or even more importantly, I'm not worthy to be loved by anyone. God has called each of us to live faithfully, and God equips us to live in this new kingdom. It is God who has done these things and not we ourselves, but we do what we do on behalf of God. When Jesus returns, we have a choice of looking up into the sky with joy or hanging our heads in shame. Because we missed the opportunities put before us to show God's love. Expectations are a tricky thing. As we begin this season of waiting for Jesus' coming, for what it is that we hope, we can hope that our comfortable lives in which we are blessed with possessions and luxuries and excess will go on forever. Or we can hope that God's kingdom rocks our world like a tornado. Surely our redemption is drawing near. But rest assured, it is nothing like what we expect it to be. Hope in the future that God has for us. Live in the hope and the expectation of what is to come. That's where we are on this, the first Sunday of Advent. As we prepare for the coming of Jesus, into our lives and into our hearts, and the second coming, the coming of redemption. This morning, as we sing our hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness. As I stated earlier, we have 7 cards that ask for coats and hoodies and crayons and art sets, and every one of them almost asks for a coat. Many of them ask for a blanket. There's one here that asks for a baseball cap and a ball. And then there's gloves and toboggans and pants and shirts and dresses. None on here ask for extravagance. These are children that have been identified by the guidance counselor at Liberty Drive as not being served by any other agency, and who are in need. And so, I make these available to you as opportunities for you to show the love of Christ to these children. As I stated earlier, I've swung back and forth about collecting money or collecting presents. I need them back here on by December the 14th. I must deliver them on December the 14th. They may be wrapped, but they don't have to be. I've gone back and forth about collecting money or just having one individual or one family take a card. I'm going to leave that up to y'all. If you want to hand me the card and the money, fine. If you want to ask another family to partner with you, great. If, indeed, you want to take one and fill this, have it back here by the time before the 14th of December, okay? I'm going to leave these here for you. Well, I'm just going to stand here and hold them while we sing this song. And y'all can come up if you feel so moved and so led and take a card. Let us stand and sing.